Okay, we're now testing out of Mishnah. There's two ways to learn pshat in the Mishnah. That I'm learning like this. If a person says, he sees a piece of bread there and he says, I'm taking upon myself like the neder of the Shoyim, no doubt if he made the lashon of a neder, or a benazir, if he said he made a neder like nazir or carbon or shvua, then it's chal because the shayim make the derm all the time. If he says I'm going to make a neder like shadim, he's a bread in front of him, and loy amaklum because the shadim don't make the derm. The shadim don't make the derm, and that's how the Ran and some of learn. Another learn shot here is you said if I eat this piece of bread, I'm going to take upon myself like the shayim's neder, which then means you have to do all four. The bread becomes aser, and that you become a nazir, you got to bring a carbon and so on. Okay. What about if you say if you say I'm going to make like an adav of kshedim, then nadar ben nadar with carbon, then you did make a proper nadar by nazir carbon. Look who's here. Shalom aleichem.
We brought a gemara for you over here.
Okay, let's learn. Okay, so for example, so we're talking about over here this attenuation of the subject of yadis. You're not saying a full sentence, but you're a yad. Okay.
So it's a yad.
It's a yad. You're not saying the whole thing. So if you say nidre l'shayim, then you and you say hareini or sinimar. Okay, Gemara. Now test it out. Come on. Just because you use the word kinidre l'shayim, why is that considered a neder or nazir or that? Bedil mahachik kama. Maybe he meant to say kinidre l'shayim le'dan. I'm like the nedarim l'shayim because it didn't complete a sentence. Maybe he meant that I won't make these nedarim. And therefore it's a yadayim she'ena mechich. We don't know what he means and nothing happens. But he spells it out. He says the word "hareini," I will be, or he says, which is a lashon by a nazir, and a nazir just happened to be walking by. And since Rishayim generally make the dorim, he takes it upon himself. Or he says, Allah is an animal standing in front of him. He says, "Kenidir Rishayim, Allah, I take it upon myself," which means that the animal becomes a carbon. Or "Hey Menu," there's a bread there, and he says, "Hey Menu," I'm asking myself from it. So therefore, it's aser. It's also awesome. Right? You can murder Hareini Benaziris Alai. So you tell me Hareini is Naziris, Alai is a carbon, and Hey Menu Beshua. Freddy Murder Hareini Benaziris. You decide that Hareini means Naziris. Dilma Hareini Betainis come in and I'll fast. I'm a shmuel, because you're a nazir over the fun of. It's quite obvious what you meant. A nazir is walking by and he said, Kenidia to show him Hareini. So if it means you want to become a nazir. Hey Menu, you see a piece of bread, then you say, Hey Menu. Bishvua, I'm removing myself in Shvua. Maybe Dilma Himenu da Achilnu Kamar. Maybe he meant is that from there I will eat. So Yedayin Shem Mechich, what exactly did he mean? Did he mean that he's making a Shvua? Did he mean that he won't eat, that he will eat? Hey Menu mean from it, I will eat. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravad, Amar Hey Menu Shalaych. He spelled it out. But because he started off with the words Kenidah Rishayim, he meant to Asr it. If he would have said Kenidah Kshayim, he would not have become Asr because Tzadikim don't make Nadar.
So even if you said Kenidah
Tzadikim,
you said
Shalai Yoichel. Nothing happens. Ihachim, so my lememet, if he clearly spelled out. He clearly spelled out the words I will not eat. We already know that Nidah Rishayim means a Nedah, so what's a Kiddush? Maud, I would have thought, he didn't use the Lashon of a Shvur. He just says Kenidah Rishayim Hey Menu Shalai Yoichel. That's not the normal text that you use when you make a shvua. Kamash Malan comes to teach you this din. Okay. True. Yeah.
Because you're talking b'nai ger to the inyan of neder. You're not talking about the person's conduct altogether.
Okay. Saying what about it? But nidvasam kshedim do make an adabim. What's a chilgan ned in a dover? So the Ran already explains b'kitzur that a ned is when you say generally I take upon myself, and the dover is when you say this animal should become holy. So I can see by an animal the difference in ned and a dover. By nazir there's no difference ned and a dover. There's no such tool of shyness. I'm becoming a nazir. And what's the logic behind it? So the Ran says a very interesting logic. What is a chilgan if you say I take upon myself or this animal? When you say this animal, it's much more real. You taka mean it. You mean it much more because you already set it aside. It's done. When you say take it by myself, it means tomorrow, in a year, you got inspired for the moment. So you don't really mean it wholeheartedly. So the dove means when you mean something wholehearted, and that means when you mean something, you mean it well, but it's not wholehearted. So by nazir, where you became a nazir wholeheartedly, we'll see the Gemara story in a minute, was wholeheartedly, then that's called nedavim. If you, most people become a nazir according to the Ran later, because they did some kind of data and they feel the only way to get out of it is by taking something else. Or they're scared they're going to get punished by the Eibishter. So it's not really out of total devotion, it's out of fear, it's not wholehearted. So therefore, the Rashi says, because you're angry, you say, I'm coming a nazir. It's not so much tshuva, it's more that you're scared you're going to get punished. And the Ran says, yeah, but that's not wholehearted. You're not doing it for the real reason. You're doing it for the personal, selfish reasons.
If a guy walks, if a Nazi walks past and the guy says, I want to bring Kabbalah to see the stuff he's going to bring.
That's nothing. Yeah, nothing. As we'll see more later on.
In other words, it does imply that you want to become a Nazi.
No, because you can't be Mechayz of Kabbalah. You'll soon see why the Kshedim used to become a Nazi in order to bring the Kabbalah. That's Gemara. Says Gemara, man, Tani, the Shon Labay Ned Ladova. You made a chiluk that if you say Nedre that Rishonim made Ladorim and Kshedim made Ladova. So who made this distinction between Ned and Ladova? We have a fascinating argument from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and the argument goes because like this: the pasuk says it's better to make a promise and keep it than to make a promise and not keep it. Obviously, but what's the best thing to do? Is the best thing to do to make a promise and keep it, or is the best thing to do not to make a promise at all? That's a machlekes is a Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Let us say that our Mishnah is Loira Mei, Loira Abiyuda, even though they argue what's better not to make a promise or to make a promise to keep it, but they don't make a distinction between a Neder and a Dovah. What's the story? Tanya, we listen to the Pasuk. Toiv Asher Loi Tidr. It is better not to make a promise than making a promise and not keeping it. Obviously. So this is how Mei learns. Well, Toiv Mizemeh, the best thing is, She'enu Noida Kulikir. Don't make any promises. If you make a promise, what if you don't keep it? You're inviting trouble. Don't do it. Divide Rab Mei. Abiyuda says, no. Toiv Mizem, you know the best thing is Noidir Umishal. Make a promise and actually keep it, because then you did a mitzvah. That's the best thing. So the Ran already asked, according to the Yehuda, what's the Chiddush then? It's better to make a promise and keep it than to make a promise not to keep it. Obviously, you need a pasuk to tell you that. So he's trying to say here that if you made a promise and you don't keep it, most people will make a promise, B'shas Maisa, when they make the promise, they really mean it. Then things got tough and whatever circumstances changed. Exactly. B'shas, you made that commitment, you really meant it. And then things happen. So the chiddush is that even so, you should know beforehand that this is normally what happens. So don't really do it unless you know for sure you're going to keep it. That's right. A neder does work against the very good. I feel it. We'll see later in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. So what's your problem? That l'chayda side may sabiyud. None of them make a distinction between neder and dover. It's not a problem. I can learn that our Mishnah is Ameh. Ki Ka'amar Ameh. When is Ameh? Say, we don't want you to promise at all. In other words, we treat you always like Rishoyim is Beneder. But our Mishnah talks about Nadavah. But Nadavah like Ka'amar Ameh is not discussing Nadavah. Ameh is made and Nadavah is a good thing. And only Kshedim make Nadavahs because they mean it with an Emes. But Yimara Vaktani, it says in the Mishnah, Kin Nidvoisam, Noda, it says in the Brais, Kin Nidvoisam, Noda Benazir over Karm. It says, Kin Nidvoisam. No, and it says word nodar bin nazir karmen. So we see that you make a neder as well, and you call it a nadavah. So we see that that even kshedim do make nadarim. So how can you call it? Rameyah just said that a good person never makes a neder, and our Mishnah said can need voisam, and it says there nodar bin nazir karmen. It says clearly nodar. And for the Gemara, you're right. Tani changed the Mishnah around nodar bin nazir karmen. Instead of saying nodar, say nodav, because according to the mayor, we don't want anyone making nadarim. Tzadikim don't make nadarim. It was nadava. Furthermore, what's the logic? Why is it that noider the mayor says that I want you to do? The law. You know why doesn't we make a neder? Because deal must call. You make a neder, if you don't keep it, you just over an aveda. Because by a neder, if even the animal dies, you gotta bring another one. You're always committed. And what happens is things get tough. So the chayyeh dava also nami loy dilma also the color. The dava also is that color. What color is it by the dava? The chayyeh, if the animal dies, you're not responsible anymore. So Moshe Shai learned that the color is that you're over batacher. If three yom tovim go by, you don't bring it. In other words, the moment you introduce a new possibility for you to be over aveda, it's a Rosh's way of behaving. No tzaddik would put himself in a situation where he might end up doing an aveda. So why even on the dava you should avoid, because you might end up doing an aveda, which aveda batacher. However, the famous Lushashoy is a Rashi here. I'll just show one of the proofs that Rashi is not Rashi. Look at the second narrow line of Rashi. Nidava. So Rashi says, Ki Omar Harezu Korban. If he says this is a Korban, Osibul de Kala. Come to the Kala. What's the Kala? Lidegizu Vavoida. If not an animal is roaming, it's already holy, and you might share the wool, and that's an Aveda. Abba Baltach Aloy. Baltach, you're definitely not over. The chol hecha de isa be gozach manisa. Wherever it is, it's the Eibishter. As if he already gave it to the Eibishter. Here, an interesting swara. Buying the dove, the moment you set it aside, who does the animal belong to? To Hashem. So how can it be bal ta'achet? It's no longer yours. Bal ta'achet is you should not delay your commitments. Along my commitments, Hashem's. Interesting swara.
But can you ever bring a carbon bisman?
Yeah, exactly. Is that my problem?
Can you ever bring a carbon bisman then? You have a carbon pesach has a fixed time. No.
But you still have a chiyuv bringing korban pesach, so you're over, and that's not al zbaltacha. That's al you didn't bring korban pesach. Here, his chiddush. The point why this Rashi is difficult is because Rashi in Moreh Shoshana after the Vav and Beis says clearly that there is baltacha by nedava. Like all the Rishonim here learn, what's the takala by nedava? Baltacha. You made a promise. Rashi comes up here with an interesting svara that because it belongs to the Eibishter, it's the Eibishter. It's his problem. I'll do him a favor. I'll facilitate. But if I didn't, don't blame me. Don't charge me. Yeah, there's an interesting.
And no one ever has to give anything. All you have to do is makdash.
Yeah, that's basically saying it. So that you'll never be able to baltach.
If someone says to you, but you
but if you made a promise that you're going to do something, you got to keep your promise. But if you're making the dovi say this animal is a carbon, and that kind of lashon is no baltach. It's a chiddush. He's saying it never. Any nedava. If you say hare lai, or the Eibishter says you got to do something, what's got to do it? And you have to do it by a certain time. If you say I'm taking upon myself, you got to do it. But when you say this animal's kiddush, who's it belong to right now? It's Hashem's. Let him bring it. That's right, it's no longer yours. Okay. Weiter Gemara.
So according to what he said,
by neder. Never by nedava, only by neder.
And by nedava, if the animal then dies?
Oh, that everyone holds your potter. If you say harezu and the animal dies, everyone holds your potter. You're not responsible. You're only limited to this animal. Yeah, no. Back to the Gemara. So the chayde nedava nami lo the chayde ebezev the chayde nedava also you might come to atakala according to Rashi the world going to be baltachet everything marik hil hazaken we're going to learn like hil hazaken in talking about you know when they made this again how most of Shain learned you know when they made an nedava in a way that they cannot come to an avera baltachet why can't they come to avera baltachet according to Rashi to sharing you know why because they didn't make the animal holy until they're standing right outside the portals of the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no baltachah standing right there. As soon as they say, okay, this animal is in the dover, they push it through the door. There it is. They couldn't bring it in the base of Midrash, could now bring chulin into Azara, but right outside the door. The time we learned, Omrod Hilazokin, Shalemoal Odom by Losaki Yom, it was impossible for anybody to ever use and steal his animal that he set aside for Mila. Why? Meviya Kishi Chulin La Azara, he would bring it to the Azara, but it means outside the door. Umagdisha, and he made holy, Vesaymech Olav, immediately he did Smicha, Veshaychtin Shechtin. So therefore it was impossible ever to be Oven Adobim. So according to the Ran and Mos and the Rosh, that's how that's what the Mishnah is talking about. When do you say Kenidva in the Dover? Only if you're standing right in front of the Beis Hamikdash, and an animal walks by, and you say, "Okay, this animal, my animal." If you did it anywhere else, a Rasha does it. Not a tzaddik. A tzaddik would bring out a carbon, but without making any promises. However, Tosa says no. It's not pshat at all. Tosa pshat is sin. There's a possibility to bring in a Dover. And tzaddikim would do it. Then any way you make an adava, it's a lashon of tzaddikim. The lashon is a lashon of tzaddikim. Yeah, that's how they have the land learns. Nothing. It's cool. You didn't do anything. Says you want to bite the honey. I understand. By the, so the bed is holy now. Why would he do that? What did he gain from doing that? He's just asking for trouble. But he's having trouble. Then, if he shares it, then you might be elevated. This way, you might be moil. See, Hill made sure that nobody ever was moil on his animals. Yeah. Okay, I see by kabbanis that there's a way of only tzaddikim doing it. You cannot come to any aveda. What about nazira? What are you talking about over there? How can a kosher ever be you give donate naziris? L'chayda, there's always a tekalah color. He drinks wine in the middle. He becomes tummy in the middle. Every time you're nazir, it's possible that you'll do something wrong in the middle. Says the Gemara. Savalei hodak Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, interesting. The Tanya we learned. Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Me amai. I used to eat from every single carbon. However, I would never eat the asham of a nazir tummy. I would never eat the asham from a nazir who was tummy. He did a sin, he made a tummy himself. I wouldn't eat a gil offering. Ella echad, only one case. What's the story? We'll soon see why. Pamach once, Bo Adam Echad Nazir Minadorim, and Nazir was walking from the south. Very easy, says Hashem, and I saw him. He was extremely handsome. So he had good eyes, but Tavere, a beautiful, handsome face. The Kavtsois of Zedudus like Taltalim. I saw his hair was growing in banks. A martila, I said to him, which I realized he was a nazi, which means eventually he'll shade it all off. I said to him, Bini Maro Isla Hashkisarecha Ze Hano, why in the world are you setting yourself up that eventually you're going to cut your hair all the way down to the bottom? Today it's a whole style to cut yourself all the way. But then it was a miyaskite. Amali, he told me, this is the young man told me. No, he was impressed with the fact that this guy took out a nazir, destroying his beauty. But he wasn't impressed with that. He's impressed that this young man was going became a nazir to shave it all off. So he said, why? Amali, Roya Hayisi, I was a shepherd, Laaba, but my father beat in my city. Halachti lemalas mayim in amai, and I once went to go to spring, v'nistakalti bebuashli, and I saw my reflection. You know, there's a halacha that a man is not allowed to look in a mirror because of la yilbash. You're not allowed to behave like a feminine. Upachas alai, today the heter is because you're going out in the workforce, so you have to look like a mensch. Upachas alai yitzi, my yetzahara started to seduce me and tell me what a handsome man I am and go out to bikkur or tadeim and oilam and started to induce me to go and do avedis. Amarti le Russia. So from here, the achrayin is saying, you're not even looking at your reflection in the water. Russia. Lama atom is garba oilam she'en shecha. What are you trying to be so filled with yubri in a world that doesn't belong to you? I told my body, one day you'll turn into worms and you want to go around there and look handsome and attract people attention. I swear shagalecha l'shamayim. I'm going to shave you l'shem shamayim. Miyad amarati. No, that became a nazir, which I never understood when you learn his gemara. Why don't you just go and shave his hair off straight away? We have to go through the motions of a nazir. I don't understand. If a nazir is a problem that you might invite avedis, and he wants to cut his hair because he gets harder, take a hair shaver and cut your hair. Anyway, but his motive here was definitely Hashem Shemayim. So me, unless he wanted to make a mitzvah out of cutting the hair, which I don't know why he wasn't a mitzvah in the first place. He was worried about the Yetzirah, so he took a haircut, so he shouldn't be tempted. Well, that would have been good enough. I don't know. Miyad immediately, amadati. But like the Ramban says in Chumash, the whole idea of Nazir is to lift the person in Kedusha, to make him holier. Maybe he wanted to become Bechlal a bit holier, that he shouldn't even be tempted in anything. Anyway, miyad immediately, amadati, says Shimon Tzad, I stood up, and a shakti, I kissed him, Aroish on his head. A martel, I said to him, Bini, my son, Kamaicha, Yirbu Nazir, Nazir Israel. Such a Nazir, that's perfect. Lecha Kosovayman, on you, the Tazir says, Ishki Yafli Lim, the Ned, the Nazir, Lahazel Hashem. This is the most noble kind of Nazir. So when did Shimon HaTzadik eat from an Hashem? Only this kind of Nazir, which is a noble thought. Not other Nazirim. Why not from other Nazirim? Because other Nazirim didn't do it for noble thoughts. Other Nazirim did it because they were scared they were going to get punished and so on and so forth. How do you learn from this Pasuk here? Because it says La Hashem. I mean, you're doing it for the Abish's sake. Rashi says, because it says Yafli. What do you mean by Yafli? So the Ebenezer says that Yafli means it's a Pella. What's a Pella? You're behaving not the natural way. The Tayyid says it's a Mutan. And you went and you asked something to say Mutan. That itself is a Pella. So he learns from the word Yafli. Anyway, Maskilo Ramoni. Ramoni said, I understand. So what does Shimon HaTzadik say? He would eat from every carbon except the guilt offering of a Nazi Tummy. A Nazir Tummy brings a guilt offering. So any Aveda, why put Nazir? Any Aveda person does, they bring an Asham, why would he eat from it? Freddy Gemara, masculine money, Maishna Asham Nazir Tummy, the would need the Asi Al Chait, because why did he bring the carbon in the first place? He did a sin. Call Asham is not Mila Lechel, that any carbon Asham you should need. Al Chait Asi, what's an Asham? You committed a sin. So any carbon you made a Shvuah, you should, and a full Shvuah, any Asham, any sin you shouldn't eat, why put Nazir the Chaptron that you're not going to eat? Amr Avyeni, you know why? Hine timer. Kishahain Toyin, when it takes a long time, they're starting having regrets. And noisin, and why are they making why are they in the first place making a nazir? Because they have the zikharata on what they did. Or like Taisa said, they're scared. Taisa said, because they're scared, they're going to get. Look at the last line, Taisa, in the bottom. He says here, What do you mean, Toyin? Look how you're doing true. It's a Gavaldi Gazach, no? What's the idea? It says, Taisis, the very last line. It says a few times here. Kishen Toyin, no, he didn't Toyin Lashon Vitoyin Lashon. It's Charotte on what he did before. Kalemi, Kishen Toyin Ba'avon is saying, when they think about, they reflect on the sins they did in the past, Vidoya Gimin Hayisudin. Doesn't bother them the fact that they didn't have Aveda. They believe in the Eibush enough that now when he gets punished, noidri, so they're making the darim lo hogin min hayisurim. What's the motivation? They don't want to get punished. Then when it gets too hard, they have charata. Interesting.
It's not really
tshuva. Not real tshuva, exactly. Even though the poil is tshuva, but your motive is selfish. Oh, we'll see in a minute why tshuva. He's the next piece of Gemara. But the interesting thing that he's saying here is, but the Ran just says, toyin kishem mischartin amasim aroim. The Ran sounds like they're doing a good thing. It's tshuva. They've charata what they did in tshuva. Tosis already bemoans the fact that even the tshuva is not wholehearted. The tshuva is pure selfish reasons. Like a guy who davens to the Eibishter, says, "V'ein Hashem v'nei Rofei," the Baal Shem Tov says, he could be a Rasha. What do you mean he could be a Rasha? He's davening to the Eibishter. No, he's not. He wants to be well. He wants to be rich. He happens to believe that the Eibishter is the one who makes you well, so he's davening to the Eibishter. If Shmekel Lovitch is the guy who will daven to him, he just happens to be. That's the way the world works. So it's not he's davening to the Eibishter. He's davening for himself. The only what method is to the Eibishter.
Rashi here says the same thing, whoever the Rashi is.
So let's go back to Gemara. So Gemara has a question. So therefore, since it wasn't wholehearted, so their Ashram is a Shvacha Ashram. It doesn't want to be part of it. Freddy Gemara. Continue. Kishain Toyin Noizrin. When they had Charote, they make the Zin in the first place. Ukishain Mitamin Verobin Alein Yimei Nizidis. And when they become Tummy later. What happens when you become Tummy? Let's say you were Nazir for 3 weeks and then you become Tummy. The 3 weeks are gone. You have to wait 7 days now, get clean, recover, and start all over again. So when you stretch out the days, Mizchartin Ben, they have Charote. The Nimtsu Mevin Chul Nazara. Because they have Charote, it looks like, even though it's not. It looks like that the carbon they bring is chulin, that the whole aziris. We're talking about the whole aziris, the charot. So why did he not partake of the asham of a nazir tamei? Every nazir brings an asham, an oila, an asham, and a shlamin. So why would he, a nazir tamei? It seems to me he would eat that asham, but a nazir tamei wouldn't. What's chiluk? A normal nazir 30 days. Before you take it on, you think about it. You say, okay, 30 days I can handle it. The yochel linder. A person thinks he can handle 30 days. When it stretches much longer than 30 days, because it became tummy, the guy says, what did I do here? Why am I now I'm stuck? And that's when he didn't want to take part. So what do we see from all this? That you could be in a double when it comes to nazir. You could do it for the right reasons. And therefore, if you say, kin nidvas kshedim, and you say nazir, you'll become a nazir. So we learned till now that it goes according to the mayor. That mayor bemoaned the fact that people made Nadarim is against Nadarim. But it wasn't against the Dovin. The Dovin is a good thing. Or he buys in the mother. I can give the same answer, but I'll go quickly through because the same answer. I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. The same answer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's a good thing to make a Nadar. You know, I can tell you, he didn't mean it's a good thing to make a Nadar. It's a bad thing. He meant it's a good thing to make a Dovin. Even though we used the word Nadar, he meant Nadar. Ki Omar, Rabbi Yehuda bin Nadar. But Nadar like Omar. In the wording of Rabbi Yehuda, it says the best thing is to make a neder and actually fulfill it. And you tell me that it only limits to the dava. So you might answer, yes, tani noidiv mekayim. Rabbi Yehuda's words change it around. Instead of saying noidiv, say noidiv. Making a dava because wholehearted, and also you won't come to do any aveda. Maishna noidiv delay. So you might ask same questions. Why do you say noidiv is a terrible thing? Why would a tzaddik put himself in a situation that he might end up doing an aveda? It doesn't bring the karma, so on. The dovin amid the mosi the color. The mosi might come to the color if there's if Rabbi Baltachir or Gizav Aved know that. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda again is consistent with his view. We said yes before we said about Hillel that Hillel would bring the animal to the door and only then make it kaddish. Rabbi Yehuda himself, the Amar Adam Mevi Kivashto Lazor, he would bring his shepsel. He would bring his sheep to the Azara, Umagdisha, and there he'd make it holy. Exactly like Hillel. The Hillel's behavior was what Rabbi Yehuda advocated. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda also says you can't, even by animal, you would not make it in a dove unless you actually brought it there. So it's a machlek again to the Shayim, you had to act. So our case is only when you brought it there, or even in every case, the Lashon of the dove is a Lashon of Tzadikim. Second about Tenach, the dove, the Kabbalist. The dove and Azid is Michael, the same question. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei. So before we had a story of Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yehuda had his own view. Interesting. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said, Chasidim Harishayim, the earlier Chasidim, Hayim Mishavin, Lahavi Karban Chatas. They brought every possible carbon, since they wanted every mitzvah possible. Every carbon is a mitzvah. So they brought every possible carbon to the Mizbech. They also wanted to bring a Karban Chatas, but the only way, and they don't do Avedas, they stuck. What should they do? But Chatas is only B'shegik. You can't plan to do whatever b'shagig. And they got a problem. It said we learned more a few times that the Eibishter make sure tzaddikim don't do avedis b'shagig. Lo yunu l'tzaddik kolavin. Yeah. So Nebuch, what do you do? How are they going to bring garbachatas?
No, they want the opportunity to do every type of other thing. I think it's
that, yeah.
They should be very happy that they're not
because they did it on behalf of a shevet, so they had the koyach to bring it like a chaydish. It's not a normal chatzah, it's personal. Tshuva is not a problem because tshuva is all relative. So every tzaddik, you know, he did not explain the sichas there. But korban chatas, fish ain't. And the problem was the ain't a good baruch. Maybe they call it a dam. What should they do? Maha you sin. The baal you shigin. It's an amazing gemara here. So you know what they did. So there's one way of bringing a chatas. There's one way of bringing a karma, a guilt offering, without doing an aveda. A nazir. They can give birth. Every woman gives birth, bring a chatas, but they couldn't bring birth. There's nothing for them to do in a positive way, and yet bring a chatas. Oim din they would stand. Umis nadvin nizizel mokin. They became a nozer. You know why? Kedei she's chayev korban chatas mokin. You know they should bring a korban chatas to the Eibishter. What do you mean? Each one would do their own. Or? Yeah, they're becoming a nazir. They're not saying I bring a chatos. They're saying I'm bringing a nazir. The din is when the zinish bring a chatos. So that's how they put themselves in a situation. We're doing a mitzvah. That's right. So they become a nazir, which is a mitzvah in the Torah. And then,
he's saying, it's
yeah, exactly.
It's not shaking. Maybe I did something else.
They didn't know. Their problem was they didn't know Avedis. They didn't know Avedis. So what should they do? They wanted to eat every carbon because of mitzvah. How are they going to be able to eat a carbon chattas without doing an Aveda? They came up with this ruse.
In the gather of chattas itself, if every chattas has to be on a shaygig, Naziris is nishka shaygig. Naziris, you take on the kabbalah. That's exactly what
Okay, so what do we have made this? So therefore, you could have an adova by a nozer. So again, machleit shayim means so. When our Mishnah says that if you're making a nidvik shadim by a nozer, we're talking about this kind of a case. So you did it for that reason, or it means any time you send the lashon of the dove shaykh somewhere, it's all good. Rab Shimon says loy nodul ben nozer. Rab Shimon says no, they would not take on nozer because again, you're inviting problems. What happens if you touch a smith or whatever it is? They want to bring an oil, misnadiv, umevi. They would go ahead and you bring donate a carbon oil. Shlomim, if they want to bring a shlomim, misnadiv, umevi, they would bring a carbon shlomim. Toida, bring carbon toida, vabo minilachma, misnadiv, umevi. Abu Benzidus, so if you want to bring a toida, and with the four bread, they would do that as well. He went to every carbon. They want to bring a shlomim, a shlomim. They want to bring a carbon chata, they bring an oil, you can bring an oil. One thing they never did was they did not bring a chata, they did not become a nazir. You know why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds, I will see tomorrow, they're called sinners. It says that they should be forgiven and will continue this tomorrow. That a nazir did some kind of a sin. So they would not, I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, they did not take upon the naziris. But Rabbi Yehuda holds they did, so that's